Good morning. Good morning, folks. One of my specialists, one of my agriculturalists informed me we had 8/10 of an inch of rain here earlier in the week. And I don't know how much you're going to get today, but the rest of the week looks like it's going to have sunshine, sunshine, sunshine. And are the children out of school yet? Signify by the clapping of hands, if you will. Children, are you out of school? Sure you are. So you're going to have sunshine this week. Well, rain or shine, the light of God will always shine. And that light shines brightly today as we celebrate Pentecost Sunday. And in alignment with the church's birth, we have today confirmation as well as baptism. So this is a great day in the kingdom of God. Wonderful day. And I want to express a heartfelt thanks on behalf of the church for Mrs. Linda Holden that you see. This is her summer break. She serves all year. And here she is filling in on this very special occasion. Can we lift up a thanksgiving to the Lord for his servant, Linda Holden? She will be coaching an organist who is going to be coming to serve as much as she can this summer. And that is a Juanita Roberts. Juanita Roberts, who was a friend of, Marilyn Warren. Thank you, Brother Warren and Sister Marilyn, for bringing us this, this actually piano teacher, played organ for 35 years, and was a wonderful soul to speak with, Warren. Just a great sister of the faith. I told Linda, I said, I think she's going to have a wonderful time getting acquainted. In fact, you may know. Do you know Juanita? Do you, Linda? Well, I know that you're going to have a great time, and I know she will too. Certainly in your fellowship as she gets coached on the various segments of the worship service. Well, we're going to begin with one of those important portions of our service with the parish notices. Are there any parish notices to come before us?
Going along with summertime, this year we're going to do the Weird Animals Bible School. It's where Jesus' love is one of a kind. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I have a sign-up sheet for leaders. The dates are going to be June 29th, a Sunday evening, through Thursday evening, July 3rd. So you'll be all done by the 4th of July weekend. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, I don't want everybody knocking each other over, getting back there to sign up. There will be plenty of time to sign up. So I'll have the sign-up sheet. And there are still lots of lines left on it. So. And you'll be hearing more in the next 3 weeks from today is when we start. So you'll be hearing more, and you may be getting a call from me if you don't sign up on the sheet.
Friendly call, of course, friendly call. Now, how many press releases did they put together and engineered to prepare us that Chatters is no longer with us in the... You Googled it, and you Googled it, found some, was it 19 or 20? Press releases that we could try because we're going to be so disappointed not to have Chatters. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm bringing Chatters. How about that? Greg's going to have Chatters at the theater. It won't be in the videos. Actually, it's a very, very sincere preparation that's been made. We're going more with children witnesses of their strength they're finding in the Lord Jesus Christ. So it really is going to be a wonderful time. Any other parish notices to come before us? As I say, what a great day in the kingdom of God. Yeah. Oh, yes, Marie, thank you. And Marie had it written down. Thank you, dear. Reception. A reception will follow the worship service. God bless you, Marie. A lot of work went into this. It's going to be a wonderful table fellowship. So do plan on staying. Everybody invited for this great reception following baptism and confirmation. Any other parish notices? Let's prepare our hearts for morning worship. Thank you. Let us stand for the opening prayer and remain standing. O Lord our God, pour out your Holy Spirit once again, that the world may know the gifts and the blessing of your power. Take away our confusion and grant us clarity of vision. Open our senses to the mystery and the wonder of faith. Open our minds to the signs of hope you seek to share with us. For we are indeed your church, called together in one place for praise and thanksgiving. Let your Holy Spirit fill this sanctuary and sanctify our lives. Amen. A new era has dawned.
An era ushered in by God's Holy Spirit.
An era heralded by rushing wind and flames of fire.
Unfamiliar voices startle our expectations.
God has sent the Holy Spirit to lead us onward.
The Spirit comes and we are transformed.
A new age has begun.
Praise God for new life.
Praise God for the birth of the church. Lift up your hearts and voices to the Lord for this great hymn of Pentecost Sunday. 558, we are the church.
Thank you.
And now, church, take this opportunity to welcome one another through the passing of the peace. And now at this time, we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. Good morning, children. I've got an object lesson for you today for Pentecost Sunday. You know, this is the birth of the church through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that connection with the Holy Spirit comes power. Now, this is a cell phone, and I got my buddy right here. I got Mr. Dealey here. Larry's the one who, buddy, you remember that? You remember we were at the hospital, and it was Larry who introduced me to the whole concept of the cell phone. And he said, you know, Greg, you take Laura, say if Laura's out at night or something, has to be on an errand, said, wow. He said, I want to tell you, it's like with Judy. He says, what a comfort it is, huh, brother, that they have a cell phone. Say something would go wrong, they can use that cell phone, you know, to get help. So this is a vital instrument. Now, how many of you, raise your hand if your mom and dads have a cell phone? Well, yeah, I think, Larry, you see that, buddy? It has really, really come to be a very handy, a wonderful device to use. But now there's a catch with this. There's a catch. In order for this to do any good, you have to do what first? Can anybody guess where I'm going with this? Anybody? You want to help us out? In order for this to have power, you got to do what?
Charge it.
There you go. Yes, indeed. You got to charge it. Yeah, you connect it to the charger. And then power goes into this and it becomes a useful device. Well, the same thing is true of us as disciples. You're all good people. You know, you're disciples of the Lord God. But in order for you to be able to be of service to the Lord and to do the good things that the Lord would have us to do, we have to receive power. And we do that by being connected to Jesus Christ, the Lord of the church, through the presence of His Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you what, it's going to come up for our confirmands in a minute here. I can't think of a better way to do that than through prayer. You know, Jesus, sometimes in the Bible, it is written that our Lord would be alone all night in prayer with the Heavenly Father. He wasn't so much saying things, He was being connected to His Heavenly Father that He might receive that power from above in order to fulfill His mission on earth. And we have to do that as disciples. We have to receive the power from above, and we do that through prayer. Let's go to the Lord in prayer right now. Make a big old circle. Hey, this is a good looking circle. Good looking circle on Pentecost Sunday. Look at this. Good for you. Well, let's see. Can we all get in? There we go. All right, let's join hands. Here we go. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for Pentecost Sunday, for the birth of the church that we're a part of now. And just as you gave power to the early church through the presence of your Holy Spirit, you continue to give us power through your presence, Lord God. So we pray that your Spirit live within our hearts, that you give us the strength to do those good things you would have us do. And it's all to the glory of our Savior, our Master, Jesus Christ the Lord, we pray. Amen. Now, before you go, I've got treats for you. And Emily's going to help carry the microphone today. In fact, Emily, here, before I forget, sometimes I lose it. Here you go, honey. I'll give you the microphone now. But we've got treats for you. All righty. And we did restock this, Allison. So there's more of a variety in there. Because you get to keep the one and then pick out a good one to give to somebody. And you tell them, you witness to them about Jesus and his love. All right. There you go, Matthew. Some good ones in there, huh? Yes, indeed, son. You see, you're okay? You got it? Here, let me tell it for you, Ben. There you go. All right. All righty. Oh, did that one break? Oh, it broke. Any other broken ones in there? I got a long trip to Lakeside. Now, you might think I break some of them deliberately. I don't. I really don't. Linda, I don't. It's tempting, but no, Gregory doesn't. Sometimes they break, though, in shipping. All righty. You good? You got it okay, honey? All right. Did you get... Hey, here you go. Boy, those do look good. I wonder which one I got. I didn't even look at it. Oh, yeah, it's a winner. Peach mango. Well, now peach, where's Laura? She's the connoisseur of fruit. What's the mango? I know peach is. Georgia peach. What's a mango, sweetie? Am I a typical husband? Oh, I'm a poster child. I'm not the best cook in the world, to tell you the truth. But by the way, I want to give thanks whoever gave the Hormel coupons for Denny Moore stew and put them on. Who was it? Is it from over here? I want to thank you. You saved me $1.50. Yeah. I want to thank you for that. It was on my office door. And by the way, I did predictably forget my Denny Moore stew. Oh, that's just the accusation has been that I have stolen a sucker. You've been talking to Laura. You've been telling on me, honey? Well, there's a lot of them in there. I'll tell you what, sweetie. Can you get your flavors, though, that you want? That one and that? You got it. All right. And like I said, really seriously, they're all winners. It's just... And I'm proud of you for taking such care, because the other one, you're going to give to somebody, aren't you? You're going to give them what you like. All right, children. You may return to your pews. And Emily's going to help us out today. And I'm going to give this to Laura. Linda, forgetful Greg, I'm going to pass this on to Laura so I don't forget. Larry, it's no good if I forget her, right? And don't forget to pray. All right, here we go, Laura. Let me give you this so that it actually does arrive back home. All right, now, Emily's here. For the sake of our visitors, we extend a heartfelt welcome to you. It's a wonderful day in the kingdom of God. There are visitors' cards that are in the pews if you wish to fill those out. Put your name, telephone number on there, and then when the ushers come by, with the morning offering, just drop the visitor's card in the offering plate, and the ushers will get me those cards, and we'll be sure to get a call back to you. Now, Emily's up here, and she's got the microphone. Now, what we have now in this portion of the service is called Joys and Concerns. Joy could be, for example, birthday announcement, wedding anniversary. It could be a testimony of how the Lord's given you strength, that you're receiving that power from your Lord. You want to lift that up. Raise your hand for that joy. It could be a concern. Maybe someone you love is sick. You want to lift them up in prayer and draw our attention to that as well. So joys and concerns, raise your hand. And look who this is, Emily. Who is that?
I just wanted to help you out a little on them telephones.
Yes, sir.
Okay. As we travel the world, all these kids sitting up here would have a phone in the poor countries.
Really?
And here, yes.
Seriously,
every kid,
Larry,
has a cell phone in the poor countries. So we're not too poor here because they don't have a phone.
Wow. Interesting insight. And we got our global figures here. Larry and Judy, you would know that's a... Larry, thanks for sharing that with us. How many of you found that really interesting? I sure did. That's very interesting. Thanks, brother. See a hand back here?
We got a nice thank you letter from the Walton County Long-Term Recovery Organization where we worked this winter on a mission trip. It was just kind of nice that they recognized us for coming and what we did. I'll put the letter out on the mission bulletin board.
Wonderful letter, Dick. And thank you again as one of the great workers. in the mission field for this church. I told Dick, this church is alive. You are alive. You're going to continue to be alive. And when you, in one more year, when this old dog finally gets retired, you're going to have fresh leadership. Take a look at this room. Now get prepared, because with the change of leadership, with fresh perspective, you're going to have explosive growth here. You're alive. You're alive in Christ.
I probably should have made this during announcements. Didn't think about it. The Beef Project, I don't know how many of you know, but earlier this spring, we actually ran out of hamburger in the freezer.
Whoa.
And I had bought a bigger steer last year at the fair than we had bought the previous year.
Yeah.
So we have a good start in the Beef Project. Some of us have tossed around the idea of getting another one at the fair, but then trying to plan ahead and trying to maybe get another one in the spring. So a steer every 6 months. That's a lot of beef. So.
But you've run out right now, though, haven't you,
yeah,
Susie?
Yeah, she's had to replenish. She's had to replenish with the grocery store. So,
whoa.
So if you think about the next 3 or 4 months, I guess to possibly do 2 steers, I'm thinking anywhere between $4,000 and $5,000. I think we have around 2 right now in the fund for this steer. So if you feel upon your heart to put a donation in the plate before the fair, that would be great. And we'll go from there.
Wonderful, Susie. Thanks for alerting us to that. So they have run out of beef, right? So you heard that being lifted up, and we have an opportunity as this very much alive church to respond to that need.
Thanks, Susie, for a lead-in for this is an announcement also. On June 18th is the day away, and if anyone cares to join us, we'll be leaving the church parking lot at 9 o'clock, and we're going to wrap the day up at DeBrand's, a Tour DeBrand's, and maybe be back in town approximately 4 p.m. That's on Wednesday, June 18th, and either leave Lynn, Vicki, or myself know if you're interested in going.
Wonderful, wonderful opportunity. Thank you, Mary Ann, for that gracious invitation. And do I see Will and Megan back there? Big, yeah. Big week coming, huh? Huh, young people? Any other joys or concerns? Joys or concerns?
I'll just give you an update on Mom. We just found out that she does have lung cancer.
Oh.
And we have chosen as a family not to put her through any radiation or any chemotherapy. The doctors say 4 to 8 months. You never know. Prayer does wonders. She is in the hearth and home right now. We have not really said too much about the cancer to her. I think she's aware. She's not in any pain. If you go visit her, she may or may not remember you. Just have to bear with her. I'll try and get something up there that maybe if you want to, you can sign something so that we know that people have been in there. We do have the, I can't think of the name of it now, the hospice, a hospice group that's going to start coming in. And she asked me, she said, how many people do you want me to bring in? I said, as many as you want. I said, the more people that's in there, the better off she'll be. She does seem like she's pretty content there at Hearth and Home. Yes. They have treated her really well. She loves the dog that's there, the cat that's there, because she's an animal lover. She's taking care of her brother-in-law. He's in there, too. She's more concerned about him than she is about herself, so that helps, because every time I'm in there, well, he's not eating. And so that helps keep her mind occupied. But she does seem like she's adjusting pretty well. Every now and then she still asks to go home, but that's to be expected. She's adjusting. So I just would like everybody to please keep her in your prayers. And she is in room 27, and you do have to go through she's in the Alzheimer's section there. So you have to go through the doors and have to have the code to go in there. And if you'd like the code, I can give it to you after church.
And she's got a message for the church. I asked her this week. I said, Jane, what do you want me to tell your church family? You're going to like this daughter. She says, with a big old smile, you tell them to behave. They call her an angel. They call your mother an angel, dear Kathy. Kathy, thanks for sharing that with us. prayers are with mommy. And be sure to get a visit in, folks. Any other joys or concerns? Joys or concerns? Well, can we show an appreciation for this wonderful disciple, for Emily serving the Lord today? Thank you, Emily. And I told Matthew, I told Matthew, his time's coming. He's growing up in Derek for confirmation today. Great day in the kingdom. Let's turn to the Lord now in silent prayer. Now, Lord of all creation, with hope, with joy, we have heard your word, O God. As people of Pentecost, may we each be filled with wonder and delight. May we each claim our heritage as people of wind and fire, filled with the Spirit. May our hearts and minds be transformed to dream dreams and see visions, that we might sing your praises and do your will, all to the glory of the King of Kings, the Lord of the Church, Jesus, we pray. Deepen our faith now, Father, as we lift up the prayer that Jesus has invited us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite us to stand at this time to prepare our hearts for the word. Hymn number 393, and we will sing this chorus through twice. Let us stand together. Please be seated. That is a beautiful chorus. Linda, beautiful chorus. And so, isn't it rich to have Linda to be able to share today on this tremendous day in the kingdom of God with so many gathered here in one place. That is a prelude then to the word of the Lord that you know so well, the witness of Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, the parts of Libya belong to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They're filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. And then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." May God add the blessing of his Holy Spirit to the reading of this portion of God's holy word. What are we to do with this incredible witness? What are we to make of all this miraculous wonder? Well, I'll tell you what the church did. Let's follow their pattern. If you will turn to verse 42 in that passage, I know many of you have your Bibles already open. If you turn to the 42nd verse of this very chapter, it reads, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer." Prayer. What were we just talking about with the children? Prayer. The vital conduit between ourselves and the source of all life. And in that connection through prayer, we will continue to receive the power that the church needs to carry on. I heard an analogy given by a Lawrence O. Richards. And he begins his analogy by pointing out that sponge diving is a major business where he lives in his part of the country. And he says that divers are connected to an oxygen line in a boat, and then they dive deep down into the water to search for sponge. Now, Lawrence says the only thing that keeps the diver alive is his or her connection to the boat above them. In the same fashion, when we have died to this world and are alive through Christ, from that time on, our lives are being sustained by power from above. No matter what happens here on earth, no matter how bad it may seem, nevertheless, we are connected to the source of life, and that connection keeps us going. That's what empowered the church then. That's what will continue to empower us today. Young confirmands, remember what we always said, what is confirmation? Confirmation is saying yes to Jesus. Let's do that one more time. 1, 2, 3. Saying yes to Jesus. House of God. 1, 2, 3. saying yes to Jesus. That is what confirmation is. The gift has been given. The price has been paid. The connection is secure. Nothing can break that connection. But the connection serves us for a purpose that we in turn might serve the Lord of Lords to make this world a better place. David Platt wrote recently, and how many sailors I got in the room? How many sailors in here? Mr. Wurtenberger, I don't think Bob's here today. But be sure to pass this on to him. He's a great sailor. Any other sailors? Any others? Right here, Clark, you a sailor, buddy? God bless you, sailor. This was for you. You could tell me about this. I'll bet you know this story then. David Platt shared recently about a ship that was built 60 years ago, Clark, that was to be the greatest troop carrier in all of U.S. naval history. It was called the SS United States. It was engineered to carry 15,000 troops faster and farther without having to stop for fuel or supplies. To carry 15,000 troops faster and farther than any other ship in all of military history. The only problem is, Clark, it never got used to carry troops. It was such a remarkable ship that instead it got turned into a luxury liner for celebrities and heads of state. It contained 600 opulent staterooms, 4 massive dining halls with an addition of 3 restaurant taverns, 2 theaters, and the comfort of being the world's first fully air-conditioned passenger ship for wealthy patrons who wanted to experience first-class service. David said it was engineered and designed to carry troops, to have a mission, but instead it became a luxury liner for consumers. David warns that this is a bad thing when this happens to the church. Really bad. For we as a church were given birth, created by God, to be a troop carrier, not a luxury liner. We're not here for ourselves. We're here connected with the source of life, that we might be given the power to look out upon the Lord's creation and make it a better place in which to live. Brother Miller this morning, Dick, all the Holy Spirit, what a blessing of all the days that you lift up a testimony of this church alive in Christ and serving Christ. Lastly, confirmands, lastly again, don't be afraid. We're never alone. You're going to be confirmed, Dreama. You and your family will be baptized today. This is a wonderful day in the kingdom of God. I woke up this morning with such excitement. This center has been given a remarkable privilege to be the presider over the Lord's baptism, over the Lord's confirmation. And I can't thank God enough that he would allow me this role. I know what this day's like for you. I can remember we're going to Lakeside, and I'm starting to get there, Tana. Tana and Laura were having a talk. I'm starting to get a little weepy-eyed. You know, my covenant with the Lord was for 40 years. It was established as such from the beginning of my being drafted. You sailors, you soldiers, I'm not an enlisted man. I can't brag about it. I'll never brag about my faith. Never. Not this old sinner. I was called to brag about the grace of Jesus Christ, Clark. That Christ could love a sinner like me. That's why he raised me up and ordained me. But at Lakeside, when the laying on of hands, which is going to take place for you, when the laying on of hands took place, of all the people to be there was Bishop Emerson Kolall, an old buddy of Dad's. They were old Cincinnati cronies from the old neighborhood. Now, it just happened that Emerson was there. I did not know Emerson. Let me just tell you right now. I did not know him. Dad knew him from the old neighborhood in Cincinnati. But Papa was thrilled that his good buddy could be there. So Bishop Emerson Kolaw laid hands on me along with my father and Bishop Dwight Loader. You remember Dwight Loader, Don? Dwight Loader was there. I didn't know Emerson, but I did hear him speak just before this. Marianne, I'm looking around. I get lost. I heard him speak at Waynesfield. There you are, buddy. Waynesfield. You know Waynesfield, don't you? Yes, you do, friend. When I was pastor in New Hampshire, Emerson came, and all these paradigms and templates were being handed down and pressed upon us for church growth. And so much of it was so anxious. And then here comes Emerson with the most powerful presentation I ever heard. 2 points. Left all the booklets and the sheets behind. 2 points that we might continue to grow as a church. Number one, he says, keep your people enthused. How many of you have used the word enthused in daily conversation? Sure you have. You're speaking Greek. Enthused means in God. We stay alive. We stay powerful. We stay in service. As long as we are enthused, as long as first and foremost, we are in God. That was point number one. Then he goes to the last point. 2 points, Warren. Two. You know what it was? Remind your people, keep them ever mindful that theirs is a resurrection victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus paid the ultimate price upon the cross of Calvary, gave his life for us. Only he could pay that price to give us freedom from sin. And as he was raised from the dead, he said, as I live, you shall live also. The victory of Jesus is the victory now that is yours as a gift. He paid the price. How many of you saw the disabled veterans, the little poppies? How many of you saw those around the villages? My Uncle Duke was a disabled American veteran from World War II. On television, Tom Brokaw was interviewing one of the soldiers. Now, Clark, I don't know. See, I try to respect the distinction between sailor and then soldier, and then Semper Fi, Marines, etc., Air Force. But now, I'm not sure. You know those smaller troop carriers that took Normandy 70 years ago? I don't know what those things are called. Were those soldiers or were those sailors in that? In those troop carriers that the ramp gates came down? They were soldiers. Thank you, brother. Thank you, sailor. One of the officers in charge of this vessel, and they said that these vessels, by the way, Clark, would carry 30 soldiers. As they were coming to Normandy 70 years ago, the command was given to lower the ramp gate so the 30 soldiers could rush through the shallows to try to secure the beach. This soldier who was in charge, it was his job to pull that switch to lower the ramp gate. He said, Brother Warren, he said he could hear the machine gun fire from the enemy machine gun nest. It sounded like a whole row of typewriters. Da, 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 da. And the bullets were raining down. And they were already hitting that vessel, hitting the armor of the ramp gate. And the command came, lower the ramp gate. Now he said, I pretended I didn't hear the command. I couldn't pull that switch. And then Larry, the officer in charge, with a heavy heart, soldier, lower the ramp gate now. Tears welled up in his eyes and he choked on the words. He said, I lowered the ramp gate. The vessel carried 30 soldiers, and of the 30, only 3 made it to the beach. Freedom isn't free, is it? Huh, children? Freedom isn't free. Praise God, we're worshiping free today, aren't we? We're worshiping free because of the men and women that laid down their lives to give us this gift of freedom. Praise God. As good as that is, though, no mortal being could give us freedom from sin. That took the dear Lamb of God himself to come and to deliver his body upon the cross of Calvary. And there he willingly, in love for you and me, suffered and bled and died. And on the third day he rose from the dead. And again, as I live now in me, he promises, in Christ, he finds that connection, the service that never ends, in Christ, we will live forever, no matter what, because he has given us the victory. And you get that victory, you get that gift by saying yes to Jesus. 1, 2, 3, saying yes to Jesus. Why would you say no to such an awesome gift? Why would you say no to such a king, the King of Kings? You have not said no, and you're about to come forward. I'm going to invite Dave Bowen, who's going to be a representative of the church. I'm going to have all those come who are going to be baptized and confirmed. You come right on up here at this time. Bring your families with you. Bring your hymn books. Remember to bring your hymn books, and I'm going to have you come right up here, right here in front of the altar. This is a tremendous altar service today, for you come to the altar. You come to the altar to say yes to Jesus. Chase, did I get you? Did I get you already, son? I think that water splashed down and caught him a little bit. I believe it did. Well, this is a wonderful, wonderful day. Dave, it's good to have you up here representing the church. We've got all our families right here. And we are going to begin. And this is the service, by the way, has been engineered, if you will, to also encompass a baptism. And this is a real privilege. This is a great day in the kingdom. Let us begin. The church is of God and will be preserved to the end of time for the conduct of worship, the due administration of God's word and sacraments, the maintenance of Christian fellowship and discipline, the edification of believers, and the conversion of the world. There's our purpose, to go and make of all disciples. The conversion of the world. Why? Because all of every age and station stand in need of the means of grace which it alone supplies. For as much as all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, our Savior Christ said, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, one cannot enter the kingdom of God. And forgive me for my lack of hospitality. It is page 45. Forgive me. Jeff, forgive me. Thank you, Emma. Page 45. And I'll guide us through this. Let us begin then with our prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, we call upon thee for these thy servants, that they, coming to thy holy baptism, may receive remission of their sins, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Receive them, O Lord, as thou hast promised by thy well-beloved Son, and grant that they may be faithful to thee all the days of their lives, and finally come to the eternal kingdom which thou hast promised through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, Dreema and your family, are you ready? We're going to begin this. We're going to begin with the baptism. We're going to baptize these young people, and then we will pivot. We will make the transition into the confirmation. But we begin with baptism. A great privilege. I thank you. Now, do you, in the presence of this congregation, renew the solemn vow, the promise made at your baptism? Yes, we're on page 46. And this we share, by the way. We all share this together. Do you truly and earnestly repent of your sins? Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? And we as a congregation, we can renew. This is also known as a baptismal renewal service. So we're all invited to share with us. Confirmands, those to be baptized, All of us are the house of faith. Let me do this again. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Do you receive and profess the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments? I do. And do you promise, according to the grace given you, to keep God's holy will and commandments and walk in the same all the day of your life and be faithful members of Christ's holy church? I do. Now, what we're going to do, Star, if you will, I'll have you just go ahead and bring your children up. Let's start with our, for the baptism, do we start with Braden? Braden. All right, and I'm going to have Brother Dave here in just a moment here. We're going to have the laying on of hands in just a moment. Braden, you want to come forward? Here we go. This isn't too cold. I warmed it up. This is a special day. Braden, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then now, Dave, I'm going to have you, if you will, sir, representing the church. Stay right here, Braden. Here we go, hon. All right. And now, Braden, the Lord defend you with His heavenly grace and by His Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, young man. You did great. You did great. And Olivia, let us have Olivia. Olivia, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Brother Dave, Olivia, the Lord defends you with His heavenly grace and by His Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, Olivia. And now we come to Mahaley. I did well, didn't I? That do good? Mahaley. What a servant you are, by the way. What a servant. Mahaley, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brother Dave, Mahaley, the Lord defends you with His heavenly grace. By His Spirit confirm you in faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, Mahaley. Now we're about to come to a pivotal moment in this journey. We will go immediately from our baptism dream moment. And we will then continue with confirmation. These children we receive, we celebrate in the kingdom of God today. They are members of the kingdom of God. But in confirmation, we make the transition. All confirmed today will be full members, voting members of the Commonwealth United Methodist Church. But we begin, praise God, with baptism. Dreema, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now, Brother Dave, and now confirmation. Dreema, the Lord defend you with His heavenly grace and by His Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, Dreema. And now I think Laura has helped me by alphabetizing this. Although Dreema was the pivotal, you were the first then to be confirmed. So Chase, we're going to have Chase. There you are. Chase has already had a little of this water, haven't you, son? But now the water we will put aside now. So you're safe from Greg making any more blunders here. Right now, though, I'm going to have you come forward. Now, you're going to remember your baptism, and we're going to confirm you as a full member of this church. Brother Dave, if you will, please. Chase, the Lord defend you with His heavenly grace and by His Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome aboard, Chase. God bless you, son. God bless you. And now Derek, where's Derek? Here's Derek. Here we go, son. And now Derek. Derek, the Lord defend you with his heavenly grace, and by his Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well done, Derek. Well done, son. Welcome. Welcome aboard. Emma. What a privilege, Emma. Emma, the Lord defend you with his heavenly grace, and by his Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, Emma. Welcome aboard. You have shared many times. I look forward to Mother and Dad. I look forward to what she's going to share in the plays in the future. But I remember this little one, so talented, so willing to share her gifts for her master, for her Lord and Savior. So we look for great things in the future. Danielle, I'm going to have you and your family. If you want to come a little further over here, sure, let's do that for you. Danielle, what a privilege this is. Danielle, the Lord defend you with his heavenly grace, and by his Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. Danielle, it is a privilege. Welcome aboard, servant of God. Welcome aboard. Now, I'm going to guide us to the commendation, and therefore, I want you all to turn around here to your church family. Brother Dave and I will stand, we'll remain right up here. Brothers and sisters, I commend to your love and care these persons whom we this day receive into the kingdom of God for the baptized, and for the confirmands, we receive into the full membership of this congregation. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. We rejoice to recognize you as members of Christ's holy church and bid you welcome to this congregation of the United Methodist Church. With you, we renew our vows to uphold it by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service. With God's help, we will so order our lives after the example of Christ, that surrounded by steadfast love, you may be established in the faith and confirmed and strengthened in the way that leads to life eternal. And now may God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit bless, preserve, and keep you now and forevermore. Amen. And all God's people rejoice. At the close of the service, I'd like for all the baptized and for all the confirmed, if you will, join me at the close after the benediction. We'll make a good reception line out there. And again, thank you, Marie, for giving this reminder. There's going to be this incredible reception party that's going to take place. It's a party time in the kingdom of God. This is wonderful. And then we will all together continue to serve the Lord and go and make of all disciples. Brother D, thank you. You may be seated now in your pews, and we will get ready for the morning offering. Before we have the ushers come forth, I got to tell you this though. I just shared with Linda Holden this morning, and a few others as we were gathering at the 11:11. There has been a request. As I said, this is the service. We don't use this one very often, to be honest with you. As you can see, for both baptism and for both confirmation, for both together. But also, somewhere in the middle of the paradigm is the renewal of baptism. I had a request at the 11:11 for a disciple that wants to renew her baptism today. Do you know how many times I've been asked that in 39 years? I think it's the second. I think this is the second. Is this a great day in the kingdom of God? Let us serve the Lord through the morning tithes and offerings. Let us pray together. O God of all creation, we gather on this Pentecost Sunday to celebrate the outpouring of your love and the grace-filled gift of your Holy Spirit. As your Spirit moves among us and through us, encourage our generosity and thankfulness in the sharing of our tithes and offerings. We ask this in the name of Christ Jesus, whose promise of the Holy Spirit fulfills our lives. Amen.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff.
Once again, a special thanks to Mrs. Linda Holden on her vacation to return to the organ to be the accompanist, to accompany us throughout this very special day in the kingdom of God. Thank you, Linda. And now by the power of the Spirit, troops, we're a troop carrier, so therefore, 571, go make of all disciples. Now may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, fellowship with the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us all now and forever. Amen.